Opportunity again this morning just to draw near to you and your presence. We pray, Lord, that you'll manifest yourself to us in this time we have together. Lord, we pray for the camp, the whole camp. We pray again today for the cottage, Lord. Bless the boys and girls in the cottage. Dear Lord, work in their hearts, Lord. All of these children, Lord, work in their hearts today as they find treasures. Lord, may they find the pearl of great price.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, dear Lord, we pray that today you will draw near to them. And in these days, oh God, may they all know you. May they all know you. Every one of them, Lord.
Yes.
We pray that you'll work in the village in Natick and Onantum today. Bless the boys. Dear Lord Jesus, bless the boys and work in the boys' hearts today. Lord, melt and move all of their hearts with love. Breathe on them from above. Dear Lord, this day, we're looking to you, Lord, for your manifestation among them. This day, and Lord, we pray that each of these children, all of them today, will be drawn after thee. And our hearts also, as the deer pants after the water brook, so panteth our souls after thee, O Lord. Lord, increase the desire, increase the love. Dear Lord, shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. We expect that from you and we thank you. Thank you for it. In your name we pray.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. 127. 127.
Spirit came.
Praise the was driving in a car with I guess my cousin was there, my cousin Eddie, and one of the old ministers. He wasn't very old. He wasn't the old minister, but he was older than we were by quite a good number of years. And he had on, anybody remember what an 8-track is? You've never seen them, perhaps. They didn't last a whole long time. You know what cassettes are, and then they had in the cars, we could put a cassette in, but they had a larger little thing, almost like a VHS kind of a thing. You could shove in there, and it would play something. And on the way visiting someone in the hospital, he put in this thing to play a song, and it was a choir that was singing. And I don't know to this day, I don't know the name of the choir, I don't know who it was. But they were singing a spiritual. You know what a spiritual is? And the choir was going back and forth. They must have had a lady who was really good, and she could wail away, and she was wailing away. And she was singing, "Sit down." And the rest of the choir would sing, "I can't sit down." And she'd say, "Sit down. I can't sit down. Sit down," she said. And so by this time, it had my attention. I wasn't used to this kind of, and I was certainly surprised that it was coming out of this pastor's radio, but there it was. "Sit down! I can't sit down." And then they gave the reason why. The choir would say, "I just got religion, and I feel brand new. I'm filled with the fire and the Holy Ghost, too." And then she'd, "Sit down! I can't sit down." And I don't remember the rest of the song, and there was a little more to it, but that part of it, at least stuck in my mind. "I can't sit down. I just got religion and I feel brand new. And I'm filled with the fire and the Holy Ghost too. And sometimes when you get filled with the fire and the Holy Ghost too, you can't sit down. Because it's like a fire that's shut up in your bones and you just can't forbear. And it just burns in there. And it burns in there. And the fire of heavenly love, it burns in your soul." You know what that's it? You know what that is? You know what that is, don't you? "Oh, 'tis burning in my soul. No good that I have done. His promise I embrace, accepted in the Son. He saved me by His grace." That's the religion part. "I got religion. Sit down. I can't. I can't. Well, go ahead. Sit down anyway. I can't. I will in a minute, but I can't because I'm filled with the fire and I'm thankful that it burns. It burns. Kindle a flame," we sang a couple meetings ago. "Kindle a flame of love and zeal." Love and zeal. Kindle a flame of love. Kindle a flame of zeal. You know what zeal is? When you just go for it with all you got. When you can't sit down. That's zeal. Oh, I just can't. I just have to praise Him. "God's fire upon the altar of my heart was set aflame. I will never cease to praise Him because I can't cease to praise Him. Because I can't sit down and I can't forbear. Because there's a fire that's just burning, burning, burning in my soul. And thank God that's a fire that is ignited and continued by the oil that He pours in. And it's the oil of His Holy Spirit. And He pours it out copiously upon us. And if we've got the cup right side up, and if we've got the heart opened up, He'd refill and replenish and continually pour in fresh oil. I shall be anointed with fresh oil," the psalmist says. And in the 23rd Psalm, you remember he said, "Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runs over." Sit down. And I think if David had a spiritual in his CD player, he'd also say, "I can't sit down. Oh, there's a fire that burns in my heart. It burns in my soul." We had a man years ago, he passed away now, but he was in the church and eccentric and a loner and had a very difficult life. And he had no education. And he made his living by going around giving out circulars or flyers door to door, special sales and whatever, or collecting cans. And he'd get the nickel deposit. He'd do both at the same time. He'd give out circulars and pick up cans as you're going. But he loved the Lord, this man did. And every once in a while, he would just erupt. I don't know what else I could call it. I don't know if you've ever seen anybody erupt. But he did. And one meeting, one time when we were in church, he sat all the way in the back. And all of a sudden he started to erupt. And he would laugh, and he just laughed, and he laughed, and he laughed. But, I mean, he wasn't just giggling under his breath. He was just letting it all just sit down. I can't sit down. And he would just, and he just laughed, and he laughed, and he laughed. You know, there's something that that we call laughing in the spirit. Not just a joke or something funny. I like to laugh. I like to have a good time, but there's something else where just the Holy Spirit just there's a fire burning. And some people express it differently than others. And some people express it more unusually than others. And dear Brother Bernard, he just began to laugh. And he laughed and he laughed. And then he began to shout. And he said, "It's better to bubble all over the joint than never to bubble at all." I got my Bible. I was looking a bubble in my concordance to see if I could find a script. It was none like that. But, you know, from that uneducated, off-scouring of all things to all men, but there was a fire burning in his soul. And there was something that bubbled. It's a different analogy, I understand, but you get my point. There was something that was just erupting. It was a divine love for Jesus. And every once in a while, he'd have to give expression to that, as he did. He did that once at a picnic, a Sunday school church picnic. We got around and we began to have a little time of worship. And there in the park, it just overwhelmed him. He couldn't contain himself anymore. And I think that theology is good. I can't find it verbatim in the Bible, but I think I could find enough in there. You know what King David did when he saw the ark coming up the road? He did crazy stuff. He got rid of his outer garment, and this guy was the king, and he's jumping around like a who knows what. He danced before the Lord, and his wife looked out the window and said, "Was ist das? Das ist verboten." Yeah, crazy. You're nuts. Loco en la cabeza. Yeah, he's crazy, crazy. And David, it's not crazy. It's not crazy. Why, that's the ark of God. That's the presence of God coming down the road. You think I'm going to sit here and just, there it is. A nice presence. Glad the Lord's here. Yeah, he's here. Thank God he's here. He's coming. The ark is coming down the road. Oh, thank you, Lord. And he just erupted. And Brother Bernard erupted. And I would to God that maybe you and I would erupt once in a while. I don't know that it's a steady diet and it's an always kind of a thing. There's always a fire burning, but every now and again, burn on, O fire of God, burn on. Burn in, O fire of God, burn in. And let it burn more brightly in my heart and in my soul. And so this morning, if you can't sit down, I will. But if you can't, you could stand and just give God the glory. Just let him have his way with you. And don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of what he might do. But I might yell. I might shout. I might clap my hands. I might even raise my hands. I might do something outlandish like that. I could tell you the name of a man in our fellowship, and you don't know who he was. But one time he erupted too. He broke a chair in a lot of pieces. Now, don't do that. But he was kneeling by the chair, and he just was worshiping the Lord and loving the Lord, and he took his two fists, and and the chair went, bah! sit down. He couldn't sit down. He had no chair anymore. But, oh, dear Lord, would you burn, burn, burn in our hearts, burn in our souls. A fire of your divine love, burn more brightly, Lord. Give me oil in my lamp. Keep me shining in the camp until the break of day. I need oil, Lord. I need a fresh supply. Fresh anointing, a fresh anointing. Holy Spirit, breathe on me, for I need. Hallelujah. 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 Let the fire fall.
fire just now.
Burn away.
Wonderful. Wonderful.